Well, Thetan probably comes along and he says, well, this thing called a mind is just part of what I need to get along with. It's total dependency on it and so forth. Now we think up a way of living. Well, there's a mind. And a way of living would be to take a mind and you do so and so. And you say, no. You say, come on, now dream up some kind of a method of living a life. Well, he said, you take your mind and you start, and then you... Now, that's nothing more than a whole track computation. It's a method of having. Some kind of a method of having that somebody picked up in a silly moment. But it doesn't work. And it doesn't work the way it did. And it isn't useful somehow or another. And it's made a dog leg, and so he can't understand it. And although he still got it, he has places no real dependency on it. And he's trying to live anyhow. And you get non-computational. Well, that's why the mind is non-computational. Because everybody starts out to think with first the mind, and then he... And it's not necessarily a mechanism that's useful in that category at all. As a matter of fact, I think it's quite the contrary. A mechanism that stops you from thinking every time you start to think is hardly a mechanism with which you should think. So you could pass to a whole... races computation from this first little life computation. See? The thing doesn't equate. You've had something then that you depended on, then you didn't have it or didn't need it or couldn't use it or it was against the law or something of the sort, and you had to live thereafter, so that left you without any method to what? To do something you could do before you got the item that you first were doing with. It's very fascinating. About the only thing I know that would be allowable in that category would be Scientology. It solves itself. You are aware of the fact that Scientology does rub itself out. This is a rather interesting thing. It is a self-solving science. There are two processes that run themselves out, for instance, today, which is quite interesting. All the axioms run themselves out. Give me that hand. Thank you. And tone 40, 8C, if run long enough, run out all the times they were run. Regardless of who ran them or how poorly or how well. As a matter of fact, if a person doesn't need it very much, he runs it out in the first hour. He runs out in the first hour, the first half hours of it being run on him. This is quite remarkable. It just runs out, that's all. Same way with tone 48C. Now, Scientology as a whole runs itself out too. It won't leave you stuck with it because it is its own solvent. But that isn't true of any other science or item that's been on the track so far, if you can remember it and if it's still around. For sure, aeronautics don't run themselves out. They run themselves in. Automobiling is getting more and more complicated. I imagine if you were to take somebody today as an automotive engineer and tell him, build you an automobile, he'd build you an automobile, and it'd be an automobile just like any other automobile. And he'd say, well, this is a safe thing to do. Funny part of it was, shipbuilding went almost the same route. Now, they got dependent on an iron hull. You say, well, iron hulls are quite recent, Monitor and Merrimack. Oh, no, they're much earlier than that. But they got dependent on an iron hull, and today you go down and try to build a sailing ship that sails, and you get something built by Alden, and you fall off of it and get drowned, and the masts come out of it. That's liable because there are a lot of Alden ships that will sail across a calm sound on a calm day. You say, what are these? The old boys building them and so forth probably have some memory of something or other, and you say, well, why not, instead of that funny spoon bow, why not put something up here that'll throw the spray off? Not on the deck. They wouldn't know why.